Welcome to UA7 Gospel Countdown. It's the 7 biggest current hits in America and more in less than 60 minutes for ya. Hi, I'm Mike D. Tiger Woods showing up in Augusta and competing at this year's Masters Golf Tournament after all he's been through. Certainly inspiring for all of us old school folks. And no matter how old those ears are, and whether you're listening to the car radio or checking out your computer tablet or whatever the device, it all comes out the same. We're counting down to number one, America's Biggest Hits.
Sitting here count my blessings. Ain't no need for stressing in my life. My enemies, they might form weapons, yeah. But I know I'm protected by the blood, protected by the love of God. Grace and mercy, all his favor, keeps taking me higher, just like skyscrapers. And every time I turn up,
sisters and brothers, be sang in the gospel. And the latest from Corinne Hawthorne, Look at God, from her new album titled On God. It's sounding oh so good in the neighborhood. Corinne is brilliant too, always has been. She's a go-getter too. In recent times, she purchased over 14 acres of land in her home state of Louisiana at the young age of 25 years old, something she had been praying for like 4 years. Corinne reminds us to keep praying to God for what you want. Be patient, and he will do it when it's right. Look at God. And another bright artist from Louisiana, Jordan Armstrong from Baton Rouge, is blessing people around the planet with his ministry. And the gifted Jordan Armstrong will join us later today. Mike D with you. It's good listening, great music. And we'll be arriving at that number one song in America for you in less than an hour. Windows. With his church in Alabama, Pastor Mike Jr. is busy pastoring, serving his congregation, helping people in need in the community, and being an outstanding civic leader in his city of Birmingham. And sometimes he goes into his creative space in his home, shuts himself in, and writes award-winning music. Yeah, I know you too can find that time to work on your goals and dreams too. and Windows by the dedicated and anointed Pastor Mike Jr. moves into the number 7 spot in the U.S. this week on the UA7 Countdown. Do you believe in love? Believe in God. God is love, and God loves you. And from Erica's latest album titled I Love You, an album that features guest artists Richard Smallwood, Stevie Wonder, and more, comes Erica's latest single sound, Do You Believe in Love? And it's the number 6 song all across America this week on the UA7 Countdown. Mike D with you. Really is great of you to have us along with you. You're with America's Biggest Hits. And now, some good news. The gospel sweetheart, Jacalyn Carr, is gearing up for her annual conference, her You Will Win conference. Jacalyn always has great music, great guests, great seminars, and so much more. Jacalyn Carr's You Will Win conference will be held June 21st through the 22nd in the ATL. The Maverick Way, complete by Maverick City Music, Chandler Moore, and Naomi Rain, is again the number one top-selling gospel album in America this week. At number two, Elevation Worship and Maverick City Music with Old Church Basement. CeCe Winans' album, Believe For It, a Live Worship Experience, is at number three. The Essential Kirk Franklin is the fourth biggest selling album this week. At number five is Playlist, the very best of Marvin Sapp. Move Your Heart by Maverick City Music and Upper Room is at number six. And Heart Passion Pursuit by Tasha Cobbs Leonard is the seventh biggest selling album in America this week. And a big happy birthday to a U.S. Army veteran. He said it's really important to work hard and have integrity. John Drake Sr., an African American from Harvest, Alabama, recently celebrated his birthday. John Drake Sr. says he always shows gratitude and appreciation to the Lord that looks over him every day. By the way, John Drake Sr. is a veteran of World War II. And John Drake Sr. just celebrated his 106th birthday. Happy birthday, John Drake Sr. Integrity and showing gratitude to the Lord every day. Now that's some good news. I might be.
said he's coming my way. Everything God promised. Said he's coming my way.
Said he's coming, my way. I'm ready for it, yeah. I need it now. It's my inheritance. It's got my name on it. It's got my name on it. Come on. It's coming my way. Said it's coming my way. I saw my God. It's coming my way. I'm gonna live to see it.
Two Dynamo singing brothers there. Vashawn Mitchell features Donnie McClurkin on See the Goodness. Donnie McClurkin, as a teenager in New York, formed the McClurkin Singers with his talented sisters. By the time Donnie McClurkin really lit up the entire world stage with his recordings and singing in the 1990s, he had for many years been one of the most popular and well-loved gospel singers in the entire New York City area. One of the countless people that would flock to the McClurkin Singers' live appearances was a young, spirited, and gifted hometown girl named Maurette Brown, known now as Maurette Brown Clark. And the two singing brothers, Vashawn and Pastor Donnie, bring an encouraging word on Vashawn Mitchell's See the Goodness, the number 5 spiritual sound in town on the UA 7 Countdown. We want to welcome a gifted and creative songwriter, producer, musician who is a dedicated soldier in the army of the Lord. Man, he reaches out and touches generations with his authentic style of music, and he leaves no doubt he loves the Lord. The ever popular Jordan Armstrong. Jordan, welcome, brother. How you doing?
Mike, what's going on, man? It's a pleasure to be on with you. You know, it's always good to hear from you. And you've always supported me from the beginning, so it's an honor to be here, man.
Oh, man, it's an honor to have you, bro. It's an honor to have you. And, man, just keep up the great work that you do. How's your family? I hope everybody's okay, I pray.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, man, I'm a new father. Me and my wife had a baby. She's 8 months now. So, you know, just navigating being a dad, man, it's so different. But we are so excited.
Oh, man. So has the baby picked out her college yet? Because that's how fast they grow up.
Listen, not yet, but I tell you this, she has most certainly picked up a piano. So I'm excited about that. You know, I definitely definitely want her to be involved in music. Of course, you know, that's not totally my choice, but you know, she seems very interested in music, even though me and her mom, we do music as well. So I think it's just a natural instinct for her to go to the piano, and she loves music, man.
Well, man, you know, I mean, that's a family thing with you, right? I mean,
yeah.
Her mom, your mom.
Yes,
your family,
yes,
man.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And it's not overstating it to say she's interested in the piano at 8 months because, man, you started playing drums and stuff when you were a little kid, man.
Absolutely, yes. I was a little guy beating on pots and pans, and who knew that eventually later in life, you know, I would become who I became musically.
Just the musical state that you grew up in, Louisiana and Baton Rouge, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's in the blood, man. You'd be singing too.
Indeed.
Yeah, man. And congrats on your latest single, Sound, man. Your
personal
vertical reference to the Lord. Man, you're rocking the neighborhood as usual in your own captivating way. Tell us about your latest single, You, man. Wow.
Oh, man, You is a song I came up with. I was literally, I had produced the track about a month before I even put words to it. And I had the track and I didn't know what to say. So when I usually do that, I put the track up and I don't listen to it for weeks. And I give it a fresh ear a couple of weeks later and the words just started coming out, man. I just started thinking about how good God has been and just giving him as much reference as I can. And I felt like everyone else would feel like that, too. It's kind of the same thing with the single that I had, My God. Mm-hmm. You know, it's literally bragging on God about how good he is. And so with the song You, I just wanted him to know that there's nothing I can do without him. I am nothing without him. I need him in every circumstance and every situation. And I need him every day. I need him to breathe. And so that's what You is about. It's literally every time I call him, he shows up. That's why the line says, every time I hit your line, you come through on time. Mm-hmm. You know, now that's basically the new urban way of saying he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time.
Yeah.
It's literally, my grandmother used to say that all the time. And so, you know, I just took that same phrase and made it a bit modern. And it's the song is doing amazing, man. I love the response that everyone's giving.
Yeah, man, you be doing it, man. Quite a song.
Thank you, brother.
And you got a great repertoire of music. Like you said, your former number one hit, My God, and your former number one song, Call, with Erica Campbell.
You got
a great repertoire, man. Your song, You, is from the EP album, Church Girls Love R&B.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of styles of music uplifting the Lord, traditional, contemporary, country, hip-hop. And you're wearing well the style of gospel music referred to as Christian R&B, being one of the contemporary leaders in that style and having people gather around that type of music in the name of Jesus Christ, man. Seasoned Christians, newer Christians, future Christians. Mm-hmm. That must be gratifying for you, bro.
Oh, man, it's amazing. You know, it's confirmation for me also. You know, God told me to do this. You know, when God is leading you, you know, sometimes you still get a little bit weary. You're like, okay, God, are you sure you want me to do it like this? Are you sure you want me to call it Church Girls Love R&B? You know, will people understand? Will people get the message that I'm trying to say? And God shows me confirmation every day. I mean, from the response of what people are saying to the concerts, to the tours, everyone is showing up. People are loving what God has given me, the message he's given me. And I honestly feel that, you know, or see that it's changing people's lives, man. And to be honest with you, Mike, it has been an amazing success.
Yeah. So you ministered well, man, to everybody, man. Oh, man.
Hey, God is good.
Yeah. And I know
you're busy
as all get out, and that's an understatement, man. Is there anything else you'd like to say before you go, though, Jordan?
Man, listen, I just want everybody to know that just be encouraged that if you're going through any type of situation, if anything is going on in your life, just know that you love on God, and on the other side of this situation, there's a blessing waiting for you.
Oh, hallelujah. Good word,
yes,
good
sir.
Encouraging word. With God, all things are possible. That's for
sure, man.
Well, congrats on your latest hot song, You, man. It is rocking
the
neighborhood all around urban America and everywhere else, man. And
hallelujah.
Keep up that great work. And all the best with, you know, all of your music, which is available where people buy their music, of course. God, continue to bless your ministry, man, as you bless others. And also, as you help win souls for Christ, as you do, which is mightily important, man. So give our best to your family and your great team, too. And thanks for hanging out with us, Jordan Armstrong.
Hey, thank you so much, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be on with you, man. I pray God continue to bless you.
Every time I hit your line, you come through on time. Everything crossed my mind. I'm not beyond it. Yeah, you're the reason I can die.
Jordan Armstrong is a brilliant brother who is a music producer extraordinaire as well. He's worked with artists like Tyrese, Keith Sweat, and Johnny Gill back in the day, and has contributed to the latest albums from Kiara Shear Kelly, Tim Bowman Jr., and more. In fact, Jordan says he will concentrate even more on writing and producing for others, as well as continuing to do his own music, of course. That's good news for growing numbers of his listeners around the world. And You, Talking About the Lord Jesus Christ, You by Jordan Armstrong is the number 4 song in urban American communities this week on the UA 7 Countdown. This is Mike D. No matter what you're doing or what you may be going through, we appreciate your company. The 3 biggest current hits in the U.S. on the way for you.
Join me and my sister, Yolanda Adams, as we celebrate the genius of Twinkie Clark. This is In Him, There's No Sorrow.
That is able.
Twinkie Clark, the foremost songwriter and arranger for the fabulous Clark sisters from early on, is amazing. Her sisters used to tell me that Twinkie is such a natural-born songwriter that when they were little kids, Twinkie once rearranged a popular soda pop national commercial into a great-sounding song, Praising the Lord. That to the enjoyment of their whole entire family, sisters, brother, aunts, uncles. The Clark sisters have been releasing their recorded music since the early 1970s as a group managed and taught by their wonderful mother, the awesome gospel great Dr. Mattie Moss Clark. And one of Twinkie Clark's earliest solo albums that she released in the early 1980s, titled Ye Shall Receive Power, was written, arranged, and produced by Twinkie Clark herself. And it got high acclaim back in the day. From that particular solo album comes the song In Him There Is No Sorrow, one of the songs that the legendary Grammy-winning producer Donald Lawrence included on his tribute album to Twinkie Clark's songs. That project called Donald Lawrence Presents Power, a tribute to Twinkie Clark. And Twinkie is, of course, known as the queen of the Hammond B3 organ. The organ that is one of the fine instruments that may be heard in churches and elsewhere around the world. Twinkie, you be writing songs on that paper and playing all those exquisite notes on that Hammond B3. I'm telling you, Michael D, that's what she calls me, Michael D, I just want to do the Lord's will and how he wants me to do it. You're right, Twinkie, having faith in God, putting in the work, and trusting in the Lord Almighty is a formula for success we all can remember. And the single sound, In Him There Is No Sorrow, from Donald Lawrence featuring the very gifted songstress Yolanda Adams, moves up to the number 4 song in the U.S. this week on the UA 7 Countdown.
Able, you're more than able. Ain't no problem that's too hard for a strong and mighty God. Yes, you are able, you're more than able. Time and time again you prove I can always count on you. Yes, you are able.
Faithful,
oh,
faithful,
too hard. For a strong and mighty God, it's you I aim. You're more than able. Time and time again, you prove I can always count on you.
Able. Nothing too big or too small for God. When things get really rough, maybe you're broke, busted, and trying your best not to be disgusted, keep the faith as you're going through. God is able. And the former number one song, Able, from Jonathan McReynolds featuring Marvin Winans, is the number two song around the country this week on the UA 7 Countdown. Mike D here. You're definitely the absolute best there. And that number one top gospel hit in town is coming right up.
Countdown Weekly with UA7.
Urban America's top gospel hits.
Time I look your way, I see good. I see good for you. Every time I look your way, I see good. Yes, I do. I see good for you.
Every time I look your way.
I know.
And there you have it. Urban America's number one. Moret Brown Clark, always sounding good in the neighborhood. So delightful. Such a great person, too, and a great woman of God. Moret is singing about seeing good in you and for you. So go get it, praise God. And I See Good by Moret Brown Clark is the number one top gospel hit in urban America. UA7 Gospel Countdown is produced by Mikey Multimedia. The top hits are determined from research by 3M Music Services. Spiritual inspiration comes from the Holy Spirit. Musical interludes by Minister Joe Rice. Musical interludes produced by Rick Collier of Multi Music Studios. On behalf of everyone at UA7 Gospel Countdown, thanks so much for joining us on the radio. As always, good looking out, good looking out. And thanks for joining us on continents worldwide. When you click podcast and listen this week with Mike D, after you hit up UA7GospelCountdown.com. This is yours sincerely, Mike D. We're moving through the month of April, and always keep in mind, God loves you, and we love you too. And from everyone here at the radio station, thanks for tuning in any day, anytime. And remember, as Mother Lily Carter would always say, keep looking forward and up.
Give you the praise right now.
Right now.
tremble when you watch the demon tremble when you